Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
We got lemons, a new blue, and if you're going to enter a contest, maybe stay away from the heavy metal. Hello, and welcome to Rocking the Suburbs, a music podcast. On behalf of Jim, I'm Patrick. Thanks for tuning in. We are in the midst of May 2023 new music. I want to thank everybody once again who submitted their picks. We're going to get to them all hopefully this week. And I also want to say a big thanks to Jim and Stephen Routledge for those amazing episodes on the Young Ones. If you guys haven't been listening the last couple Fridays, please go back and catch up. It's really great taking us through those forgotten, and by some anyway, shows and their reaction to it. It's just great. And bits of music thrown in there as well. Love it. Today we have three callers, and I'm going to do the setup and then let them take you home because what we've got is pretty self-explanatory, which is great. But before we do, we're going to start off today's episode with a call from our good friend Roger Grace over there in Montrose, Scotland. And he's got a couple of points he wants to talk about, and I appreciate this clarification, especially on the second point. First point is, Roger says, Mike Coley was thinking of Black Sabbath's A National Acrobat during the Metallica 72 Seasons review. I got it first time from his humming. And then, if you remember last time, Roger called in. He had a note about MK Dons, and somehow I opened up the can of worms about MK Dons and Wimbledon AFC and how it all works, AFC Wimbledon, I guess I should say, and how the two teams separated into different entities. And Roger sums this up nicely here in his email. He says, MK Don's relocation from London and renaming from Wimbledon could take an age to explain. Suffice to say, the main points are, one, the Football League will never let it happen again. Most fans hate us and label us Franchise FC. AFC Wimbledon was set up by upset fans of Wimbledon, and they rose from a part-time team to being back in the Football League. There was huge animosity between the two teams and fan bases. Games between us could best be described as lively. Thank you, Roger, very much. Love that. And I hope you love the approach that Roger took to his new music for May 2023 as much as I do. I thought it was really great. And I am going to turn you over to him. And following that, we're going to hear from Dr. Bob Peterson and our good friend Peter Nordgren. So let's do it, folks.
Hi, Jim and Patrick and the Suburbs community. This is Roger Grace in an absolutely beautiful and sunny Montrose in Scotland with my May new music picks, or rather, I should say, my May Eurovision new music picks. As Monty Python would say, now for something completely different. This is probably going to be awful music for Stephen Routledge. I hope Nicholas likes this, given that Sweden won the competition. Anyway, what am I blathering on about? May saw the Eurovision Song Contest, which I understand that you now can see in America. It is a huge deal across Europe. Hundreds of millions of people watch it each year. It's a very Marmite thing. People either absolutely love it or absolutely hate it. My wife absolutely hates it, and every year we have a, inverted commas, discussion about whether we're watching it or not. It's very cheesy, colourful, and it's completely over the top. And I love it. And the music's always fun. There's lots of political shenanigans where countries always politically block vote for each other, even if it's the worst piece of music you've ever heard. Anyway, it's such a wonderful competition. It was held in Liverpool this year in England. Presentation was wonderful, as you'd expect from the BBC. And here are the two songs from that that I'd like the listeners to take on board. Don't dismiss it. Though it's an over-the-top and very cheesy thing, there are some really good songs in there. And after all, you can't fault a competition that spawned ABBA. The first song is from the Israeli entry, which finished about fourth or fifth. The young lady's called Noah Carell, and the song is called Unicorn. It's really upbeat Europop. It's the sort of stuff that gets the audience going and the viewers always vote for and like. Israel are particularly good at coming up with songs like this, which are very catchy, but have a hint of Middle Eastern music somewhere in them. I loved it.
Talking, hey. So you stand there, keep on calling me names. No, I'm not your enemy, so if you're gonna do it, don't do it. Hey, do you wanna check my DNA? All the stories done to go away and believe in fairy tales, oh. If you're gonna do it, I'm gonna stand in like a unicorn.
The second song is the song that finished last, so you'd go, why did I like this one? Well, this is Germany's entry from a group called Lord of the Lost. The song's called Blood and Glitter. It is growly, and I can best describe it as pop meets death metal. It has got poppy elements to it, some very deep growly vocals, and I just thought it was a great fun song. Why did it finish last? Anything to do with heavy metal traditionally never does well at Eurovision. Nobody likes heavy metal. But still, each year there's always one entry that gets submitted. That's it from me for this month. You'll be pleased to know I'll be back on normal form with some real music. And Stephen, you can take your fingers out of your ears. Bye!
Blood and glitter, sweet and bitter. We're so happy we could die. To ourselves, we are free to break and change. Never forget that a go, there's no that no need to know, whether above or below, we are all from the same blood. Blood and glitter, sweet and bitter, we're so happy we could die. Blood and glitter, sweet and bitter, we're so happy we could die. Blood and glitter, Satan, sinner, we do fall before we rise. Now go, go, let your blood flow, flow. With broken wings we learn to fly. We are blood and glitter. Keep your head up in the clouds. We're 2 feet on the ground. Life's too fast.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow listeners of the Rock in the Suburbs podcast. This is Bob Peterson with my May new music picks. My first pick is Everything Harmony, the new album from the Lemon Twigs. They feature brothers Brian and Michael Dodorio, who've been playing in bands together since elementary school and cutting albums as the Lemon Twigs since high school. Now they're in their early and to mid-20s. As such, they've become talented multi-instrumentalists and songwriters. They are unapologetic revivalists of the 60s and 70s, and their sound reflects the diverse range of influences, including Paul McCartney, Brian Wilson, The Zombies, Big Star, Todd Rundgren, and Lou Reed. On everything harmony, they are less expansive stylistically. They were more collaborative with the songwriting to create beautiful songs with strong melodies. As a result, this album is more mellow than prior releases, and the majority of it ventures into folk and chamber pop. On these songs, they sound like Elliott Smith, Emmett Rhodes, and Simon & Garfunkel. The songs may be delicate and beautiful, but they're edgy, dealing with desolation and heartbreak. The Lemon Twigs did infuse the album with some upbeat power pop gems, like the song I'd Like to Feature, or What You Were Doing. In addition to checking out this album, you should catch the Lemon Twigs in concert. I have seen them 3 times and found them to be incredible musicians and great showmen. They also feature the best live high harmonies of any group I've ever seen. The next album I want to feature is Hoopla by Super 8. I got this album as a free download from the band's label, The Beautiful Music, or TBM, as a gift for buying the digital bundle of all of Dot Dash's 7 albums. Dot Dash, of course, is also on TBM. Now, this was an incredible bargain for only $18, and getting Hoopla for free was the cherry on top. I had never heard of Super 8 before, but I'm grateful they sent the new release to me. The band is really a solo project for Paul Tripp Ryan from the UK. Like the Lemon Twigs, he is rooted in the past, making music inspired by British invasion pop and classic rock. The song you should hear is Susan Revolving, which recalls psychedelic era Beatles, particularly with its Ringo fills. Those are my picks for May, and I'm looking forward to hearing the picks from the other listeners. As always, I want to remind you to listen to Rock in the Suburbs Radio. I have a radio show, Midlife Crisis, on Thursdays at 4 Eastern, but check out all the shows because it's quality radio programming. Thanks for listening.
Revolving down there by the ceiling, peculiar feeling, high above the ground. Susan revolving up there every morning, no forming and warning, prepares you for the sounds. Has she ever gone round? Ever turning? Always high below the ground.
Peter Nordgren here from beautiful Cornucopia, Wisconsin, where the ice is definitely off Lake Superior, and we're still getting over the loss of the troubadour of the Great Lakes, Gordon Lightfoot. I saw Gordon twice, in 1974 and again in 1976, that is to say, pre and post Edmund Fitzgerald. And I still remember on the second tour how he came out, played an opening song, and then just struck the first note of Edmund Fitzgerald, and the roar that came from the crowd in Duluth. Right across the lake from us, near Two Harbors, Minnesota, is the Split Rock Lighthouse, which is a museum, but also turns on its light once a year on November 10th to honor the crew of the Fitzgerald. This year, it also turned on its light on May 3rd to honor Gordon Lightfoot. I had to go down to the beach and get a look at the light coming across the lake. It was a unique experience. For May New Music, I think you'll enjoy a song by a group that I've been following ever since my college radio days back in the early 1970s, the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. The Daredevils had their 50th anniversary last year, and evidently they had so much fun doing some touring that they've just kept right on rolling right into year 51. On July 4th, for those of you in the D.C. area, they're going to be part of the Festival of American Folklife down on the Capitol Mall, and you can go down and hear them for free. I won't be there, but Deb and I are going to see them 4 days later at the Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua right outside Bayfield in our neighborhood. They've also been in the studio, and they decided to do a reimagined version of their best-known song. I think you'll enjoy hearing what they did with it, and especially some new hot guitar licks coming from Dave Painter and Nick Sibley, written by Larry Lee and the late Steve Cash, with a little guidance from producer Glenn Johns. This one is Jackie Blue 2.
You like
Stephen, you can take your fingers out of your ears.